Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country, bringing you the stars of country.
Welcome, welcome one and all to part two of my Real Country Tamworth special. Now, most of the stories and chats in this episode came from my time in the infamous fishbowl-like studio while I was hosting my Real Country live celebrity takeover every day of the festival. One of the most entertaining co-hosts that came through was indeed the uber cool Casey Chambers.
Across from me, Nearly Rich.
Good afternoon, Ben.
So tell me about the festival experience for you guys.
It's been really good. Just meeting up with new people, meeting up with friends, and there's so much more to come. So much more. So, yeah, we're also looking forward to tomorrow night.
Yeah, Fresh Sounds. I'm going to really put you on the spot. Are you coming to that? Fresh Sounds at Tamworth tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
What are you doing tomorrow night?
Tamworth Services
Club. I'm going to that. It's awesome. That's one of my favourite things about Tamworth, I think, is coming here. And, you know, I always come up as well the week before to the Academy just to check out the up-and-coming artists that are coming through country music. It's always just really exciting, and I love getting out to as many different things that showcase that as I possibly can, you know, because you always go away being new fans of people that you've never heard of before.
And then you
end up throughout the year doing gigs with them, or they might open your shows and you know, find new musos.
So what else are you guys doing?
Because
you're doing more than just Fresh Sounds. You've got other shows on.
We actually had our sound check this morning.
That's helpful.
Yeah.
really helpful.
For the show tonight at the Blazers showroom for the Tamworth Girls Pink.
Country Turns Pink.
Oh, I'm there for that too.
Awesome.
See you there. Yeah, we just been over there as well, which I've done before, and it's always an amazing show.
It's a sold-out show, apparently.
It is. I mean, there's so many great artists playing, so, and it's a great room. So, lovely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, me too. It's such a beautiful thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So do you have anything pink, Matt? Are you going to wear anything pink?
Yes, I've got a pink shirt and a white tie.
Nice.
Yeah, awesome. I went out and bought it.
And are you going pink underwear as well? Or are you?
I am now.
You are, of course. Yeah.
Matt doesn't normally wear underwear.
But it's a special occasion.
But when he does.
So, that's right.
I love it. So I think the appropriate track to play after that would be your track called "Sure Feels Good to Me."
Gives it a whole new meaning now, doesn't it? It's always going to be about that now.
I'm going to ask you what that track was about, but I'm really not going to listen. Tell me about your track.
Well, this one's just a summer country feel good.
That we wrote with Troy Kemp and Jeremy Barnes.
Yeah, those wear underwear
too. Drinking beer and running around in blue jeans with no shoes on.
And playing beer pong.
Yeah.
in
country. Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Of course.
Absolutely. Here it is. This is Nearly Rich. Sure feels good to me. You just work out whichever meaning you want behind this song. I'm just saying that, you know, don't let the truth get in the way of a good story.
Sitting on the front porch, picking on my guitar. Pretty girl dancing on the hood of my old car. Grab my cell, tell the boys to come around.
Tell them bring the girls, couple six pack. Time to kick back, chill, like sipping on a cold Jack. Fire it up, cause tonight you're getting down.
Run barefoot with blue jeans on. Life's like a country song. Never stop to think about plan B. Brand new times with good old friends. The tunes, the beer, the long weekends. No, there ain't no place I'd rather be. Cause it sure feels good to me.
The pool get a little cooler now.
Grab the ping pong balls and the solo cups. Win or lose, either way, man, you're getting messed up. Going hard till the morning comes around. Running barefoot with blue jeans on.
life is like a country song. Never stop to think about plan B. Brand new times with good old friends, the tunes, the beer, the long weekends. No, there ain't no place I'd rather be. Cause it sure feels good living it up. There ain't nothing to it. If it ain't fun, no, it ain't worth doing. So here's to life, to love, to being free. It sure feels good to me. Running barefoot with blue jeans on. Life is like a country song. Never stop to think about plan B. Running barefoot with blue jeans on. Life is like a country song. Never stop to think about plan B. Brand new times with good old friends, the tunes, the beer, the long weekends. No, there ain't no place I'd rather be. Hell no, there ain't no place I'd rather be. Cause it sure feels good to me.
Sure feels good. Sure feels good to me, baby.
Ben Sorensen here. This is my Real Country Celebrity Takeover, and the celebrity happens to be Casey Chambers. How are you?
I'm really good.
So when we're talking about crazy ideas and albums and writing, I mean, your catalogue of work, I mean, it's very easy to see your evolution from all the great albums and hit songs that you've had. So what's next for you? Where are you going?
Who knows? Depends what mood I wake up in tomorrow.
Coffee shop to get a...
You know, I'm a typical female, you know. It depends what mood I'm in. I'm only half joking, really, because it actually is like that on my records, where I feel like every record reflects, for me, all the different moods that I've had over the past sort of 3 years, you know. And so there's some days that I wake up and I look at the Barricades and Brick Walls record and I look at, you know, the first couple of songs on the album, if I'm getting the track listing right. It's going back a while now. But
I'm impressed you remember it.
Yeah, well, Barricades and Brick Walls, the song, is this, you know, this song where I feel really, really confident about what I'm saying and the way it was even produced and the instruments that are on it. And,
yeah.
And it's a bit grungy and I'm like, right, I am really sure of myself and I know what I'm doing and I want this man and I'm going to get him, you know. Some days I wake up and I feel really sure of myself and I know who I am and I'm really confident and I own it and I feel really comfortable in my own skin to, you know, just be who I am. And then some days I wake up and I feel not pretty enough, you know. And then that was like the next song on the record. And it really shows this insecure side where I'm not quite sure about where I fit in and all of this. And, you know, I mean, that was a long time ago that I wrote those songs, obviously. But I still am that person, you know, just on a different level, I guess. See, I don't think I'm really any smarter than I used to be. I don't think I've really got a handle on things any better than I used to. But I think I'm more okay with that now.
Yeah.
Where back then it used to bother me and it used to keep me up at night. And you know, whereas now I go, you know what? I love being a parent more than anything. Job that I've ever done in my life, and I love it, and it's beautiful, and it's rewarding, and I wouldn't change it for anything. But some days I am in the corner rocking back and forth in the fetal position because they do not want to sleep or something, you know what I mean?
Now
I think I've just realized that, okay, being a working mum means you're gonna have some hard days.
Yep.
And I just accept it now and I go, well, that's just part of my life, and some days they are going to annoy me, these children.
Mm-hmm.
But then the next day I might wake up and it might be the best day that I've ever had in my life, you know? And you just go with the flow a little bit more now. I still write songs about it though.
Well, I would love to continue this conversation right after one of my favourite Casey Chambers tracks.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's an older one. This is the Nullarbor song.
That's going back a little while.
I love how honest it is, and I love how connected it is because you spent a lot of time on the Nullarbor.
Yeah, it's a really, it was a big part of my childhood, which now makes it a big part of my life still, even though my life is very different than what it was when I was growing up, living in our car, travelling around the Nullarbor, hunting all our own food, living off the land, the Aboriginal way of life, which is what my dad was sort of taught to live like that, and then he sort of passed that on to us as growing up in the first 10 years of my life. So it was the Nullarbor Plain I still consider as I think of that like my childhood backyard. It really is. So I've written a few songs about the Nullarbor.
This is Casey Chambers' Nullarbor song.
When the fire burns out here, it's brighter than the city lights, warmer than a heart of gold. And dingoes howl just to break the silence. The sun comes up just to break the cold. Last night I woke with the stars looking back at me, swallowing the sky. I felt no anger, I felt no shame, I felt no reason to cry. Thank you.
Hey, this is Casey Chambers, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
G'day, it's Ben Sorensen here, and I know as well as anyone that with a great beard comes great responsibility. That's why I choose to nurture my whiskers with the all-natural handmade beard oil and beard shampoo from beardmate.com.au. To make it easier, Beardmate will even give you 15% off your first online order. Just use the code BENSBEARD on checkout at beardmate.com.au. So respect your man, mane, and head to beardmate.com.au for total beard care. Presenting Australian singer-songwriter Laura Burns. Telling stories of her love of life, family and the land from her debut self-titled EP comes Weighed Down, co-written with Drew McAllister. Laura Burns' self-titled EP is available for download on iTunes or from laurabernsmusic.com.
Hey, this is Catherine Britt, and you're listening to the best salt and pepper man in the world, Ben Sorensen. Real country. It ain't like it was before, so I want you back. My sun don't shine no more, so I want you back. No one's knocking at my door, so I want you back.
Welcome back to part two of my Real Country Tamworth special. It is Ben Sorensen here, and for all things country, head to the website realcountrymix.com. Now, let's jump away from the studio for a minute. I was fortunate enough to MC the closing concert of the Tamworth Country Music Festival, otherwise known as the Last Roundup. What a great show. Thousands of people gathered, not just for the closing fireworks, but also to celebrate a fab festival and some great talent, both new, old and in between. Now, the video of the full show is available on the Real Country website, so be sure to check it out. So, here's some of my favourite bits.
So, we've got a massive night ahead of us. We've got a great range of fantastic talent, as you all know. So, I'm curious to know, are you feeling pretty vocal? Are you ready to get involved? I can hear the expensive seats down here, but how about you guys up in the cheap seats there? Yeah, you're too busy finishing off your wine and your biscuits up there. Planning, that's what I like to see. Now, we've got a fantastic artist. I'm just so that I can pay my accommodation bill here, I'm just doing some roadie work for her as well. She's absolutely fantastic. I had the pleasure of working with her on Bluegrass Comes to Tamworth, which was an absolutely amazing show. She is also an absolutely amazing artist. She holds a golden guitar for in the bluegrass section as well. She was the first person ever to win that. Now she's got some good company. So now there's two people in Australia who have won that. So you have won 50% of the bluegrass golden guitar. So I think that's pretty impressive. She's also with another absolutely amazing artist. Of course, I was talking about Christy Cox before and this amazing guy, Travis List. Now, bluegrass and honky-tonk certainly does sound like Nashville, but these guys certainly make it their own. They're doing a fantastic job here in Australia and overseas, creating some amazing music. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Christy Cox and Travis List.
Well, here I am again, right back where I've been. I know better than to bring a heartache in this place. 'Cause every time I start, it starts with just one shot. And soon the liquor's like a match that lights up this old flame. And the more I drink, the stronger it gets. Every glass I pour's like adding fuel to the fire from regret. You think I'd learn. Try to fool myself. Believe in bottle health. But even when I've had too much, it's still not enough. So I'm not surprised you're still on my mind. They're closing down and your memories just warm enough. And the more I drink, the stronger it gets. Every glass I pour is like adding fuel to the fire of regret. You think I've learned your memory burns more than the whiskey.
Turn on this behavior, marching. rushing to another Savior once again. We're taken in by a brand new
Also at the last Roundup closing concert was one of the most amazing songwriters I can think of, with one of the best beards.
Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the absolutely amazing Alan Caswell.
Thank you.
So this is it, eh? The end of the festival. Now, I know what you're thinking. You think it's always like this, right? You think I go out there in front of hundreds of people and everybody listens and joins in and sings along and claps and is really supportive and stuff like that. And it's not true. I mean, I play clubs in New South Wales, right? So on an average night, you get there and there's 250 people there and you think, wow, this is going to be great. And then they have the meat raffle, right? So they have the meat raffle and 150 people leave clutching trays of raw meat, and you're left with the 100 that didn't win, glaring at you as if it's your fault, right? And to make matters worse, every half hour the courtesy bus comes and takes another 30 of them away. It got so bad in one place, I decided what I was going to do was just set up my gear on the courtesy bus and just play to people on the way home. But anyway, so this is a song about every crap gig I've had to do in my life. I wrote it with my friend Drew McAllister about every crap gig he'd had to do in his life. And I'd like to personally dedicate it to the Mount Drew at Workman's Club because I've earned this. There's a good crowd in the bar tonight. Friday 9 o'clock, the mood is right. Later on, there's gonna be a fight. That's just the way it is. Sitting singing someone else's songs, and the crowd decide to sing along. They're out of tune and all the words are wrong. That's just the way it is. They all want to hear me play K-Sam, brown-eyed girl and then piano man. And I think Billy Joel would understand. That's just the way it is. Some guy with blood all running down his shirt, and he's too drunk to even know he's hurt. Been paying double what the drinks are worth. That's just the way it is. Bought a drum machine so they could dance. All those size 10 girls in their size 8 pants. The ugly guys don't think they've got a chance. That's just the way it is. Hear me play K-San, American Pie and then Piano Man. And I think Billy Joel would understand. That's just the way it is. Margaritas and tequila shots, the conversation doesn't mean a lot. Boys get crazy and the girls get hot. That's just the way it is. Some drunk tells me he's just gotta sing. Says he can do this karaoke thing. He thinks he's Elvis, but he's not the king. I just wish he'd leave the building. They all wanna hear me play K-San, Stairway to Heaven and Piano Man. And I think Billy Joel would understand. That's just the way it is. Play K-San, Hotel California, then Piano Man. And I think Billy Joel would understand. That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. Thank you.
Alan Caswell. Not only a fantastic songwriter, a fantastic musician, but what a beard. One day my beard will grow up to be your beard.
You've got to stop cutting it, I keep telling you. Just let it grow, let it flow, and it's fine.
Now, don't forget you can download this episode and all of our previous episodes of Real Country as a podcast. Now, you can find said podcast simply by searching for Ben Sorensen's Real Country on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, or wherever you get your favourite podcasts. Like I said, all you need to do is search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country, then click download and subscribe. It is absolutely free and a great way to stay up to date with all of the latest country tunes and news. After the break, more Tamworth fun with tunes from Becky Cole and a chat with Cole Finlay, Lee Kernaghan and Jasmine Ray, all on My Real Country next.
Hey, we're living in the colours of a rainbow.
Hi, I'm Soph.
And I'm Les. And we're the Sunny Cowgirls. You're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Woo! It's moving as the wind blows, and at the end you'll find a pot of green and gold.
You've heard us on the radio. Now check out the Behind the Wheel website. At behindthewheel.com.au, you can browse all our latest car reviews and car product reviews too. You can also watch our video car reviews and check out all the latest auto news. There's also more info on our latest competitions, the entire Behind the Wheel podcast archive to listen to or download, and links to our social media accounts as well. And make sure you leave your comments. Give us feedback. Ask for advice, or just let us know all about your car. Behindthewheel.com.au, where motoring starts.
Hi, this is Drew.
And this is Troy.
And we are
McAllister Kemp.
And you're listening to
Ben Sorensen's
Real Country.
Yeah.
I'd like to get loud and get down. I'd like to get up with my boots on. Fill your cup and raise it up. And drink to an old spin dust.
Welcome back to part two of my Real Country Tamworth special. For all things country, don't forget, go to the website realcountrymix.com. Now, let's not waste any time. Let's get straight into the music with a witty track from country music guru Becky Cole.
Bum crack, I live in bum crack, that's my town. Bum crack, born and raised in bum crack, I sure like to show you around. I live way out in the back of Bumcrack. We all go way back at Bumcrack Town. You may visit, but you sure as hell won't come back. Bumcrack's hot and sticky all year round. Well, no one ever said this place was pretty. There's no pictures of this town in magazines. No one really visits from the city. And no one ever stays deliberately. Bumcrack, Bumcrack, I live in Bumcrack. Bumcrack, that's my town. Bumcrack, Bumcrack, born and raised in Bumcrack. I sure like to show you around. Well, you couldn't call a girl from here a lady. The local lingo starts and ends with F. She turned 18 without a baby, but she doesn't have too many teeth inside her head. Bumcrack, Bumcrack, I heart Bumcrack. Buy yourself a Bumcrack souvenir. Bumcrack, Bumcrack, beautiful Bumcrack. Bumcrack's nice and warm this time of year. Call this town the arson of the nation. It's written there in stone in the town hall. No one ever gets off at the station. No one ever gets off here at all. Bumcrack, Bumcrack, get behind our Bumcrack. Let's all have a Bumcrack jubilee. Bumcrack, Bumcrack, a big parade in Bumcrack. No one loves my Bumcrack better than me. Down in Bumcrack, that old Bumcrack road is never long. Bumcrack, Bumcrack, my big Bumcrack. We all love to sing the Bumcrack song.
Becky Cole's Bum Crack. It made quite an impression at this year's festival, and of course I'm actually talking about the song. Heading back to the studio was another mate that I hadn't spoke to in a while, Cole Finlay, who was in Tamworth doing some really great work.
Cole Finlay, how you doing, buddy?
Feeling pretty dapper. Is that what they say?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, you're looking dapper. Very dapper.
Thanks.
As well.
Because wearing the salmon, not pink. Salmon.
Thamon. No, thamon.
Thamon.
TH. That's how you. When it's a colour, it's a TH. Okay. But when you're ordering it on a plate, it's an S.
All right, I'll remember that.
And, you know, life's a bit of a roller coaster sometimes for all of us. Mate. And especially if you're a self-employed musician.
Mate, very much so. You know, it's... That's probably our hardest battle as musicians is the off and the ons in the industry. You know, come down and do a 10-day festival like this, it's just you've got fans, you've got industry, you've got so much going on.
Absolutely.
And then you leave and back to reality of mowing the lawn and changing nappies.
Yeah.
You know, it's tough to balance that, the emotion
roller coaster. I changed my own now.
Well, I'm getting to that age where I'm going to start wearing them again, I think.
I just think it's more convenient. But, festivals are always really busy for you.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got a lot of shows during the year, but festivals are always really, really busy. Now, your album, Above the Blue, is such a great idea and such a great concept in making a difference. Now, of course, we're talking about anxiety and depression.
Yeah.
And mental illness, I think, can affect anybody at all. And it's such a big deal in the complex modern society that we live in, to the point where I think our society's evolved to a stage where we don't have, organically have, the tools we need to cope with what happens in the world and what happens to us.
Yeah, very much so. It's, you know, social media, and especially with the younger ones, which is... you know, seriously, the high rate of youth suicide at the moment in Australia is scaringly high. And it's because I think social media is sort of taken over our way of communication and stuff. And young people don't know how to communicate now. And you see this one punch thing happening at the moment. Violence is, you know, the next step of communication with most of these young people. They get drunk, they step out and...
Yeah.
Saying sorry to someone when you bump into them just doesn't exist anymore. It's just, it's pretty scary.
It's really interesting. I read a really great article online saying that Australia doesn't have a problem with alcoholism. It has a problem with violence.
Aggression.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're very aggressive at the moment.
And I think part of that is, correct me if I'm wrong, but the step before violence is an inability to communicate what you're feeling in an appropriate manner.
Hit the nail right on the head, mate. It's exactly what's wrong. We've lost that ability to express our feelings. It's easy to type it out on a computer, but it's expressing it to your mates and your friends, and that's the biggest thing. With this album, we don't want to be counsellors. We can't. We're not counsellors. We're just directing people to the right avenues to be able to
talk.
But we're also directing our fans to look at home. And you know, I got a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old, and every night at dinner, we sit down and we talk about their lives, even though they've only, you know, had 7 years of life. They've still got stuff to talk about, you know. And, you know, little funny scenarios, like my 7-year-old sitting at dinner one night says, "Oh, Dad, I want to be a girl." You know, and as serious as 7-year-old, you know, they're very textile at that age. They wear mum's clothing and wear their shoes and stuff like that. They're experiencing it. But what if you were 17 and said that? How would we handle it? How would we, as a father, would you embrace the fact that he might have a gender issue? Or, you know what I mean? And we don't know how to handle things like that. And we need to really focus. Not just that, just depression and anxiety. I suffered it for years. And I never spoke about it to a lot of people. A lot of people didn't know I suffered it. But I took drugs and alcohol as my way of trying to get away from those feelings. And they become addictions. And then that affects family and affects your career and affects things around you. And it only took having Nellie, my wife, sit down with me and say, "We've got an issue. You know, you're trying to slowly kill yourself by using drugs and alcohol to get rid of those inflictions." And we you know, been 8 years now, I've been clean, and this is a good stepping stone for what I'm trying to do for other people to, you know, use music as that direction of talking about their problems and getting a great group of artists and songwriters to also share their experience, if it be indirectly or directly, with anxiety and depression. So it's a great album, and 100% goes to Beyond Blue. Not one cent is made by anybody on this album. And you know, and it's just good to have so many great artists, which will get Liam involved. It's a local based thing, so it's a Sunshine Coast based project. So, seeing that you're up that way, mate.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, you've got some great artists on this one in particular. I mean, Luke O'Shea, Lou Bradley, Kevin Borich.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some great stuff on there. So it's great to see artists like that contributing and wanting to highlight the cause and acknowledging your efforts.
We've got local businesses in Mullaney selling them. You can get them online at the website, which is www.abovetheblue.org. Just click on the button, and it's a donation. When you click on it, it's a donation. You're not purchasing an album.
Yep.
You're donating, and you get the album as a gift for donating. So, and it's $20 donation, and you get that album with some great artists on it.
Yeah,
absolutely fantastic. Now, let's go to the title track on the album. This is Cole Finlay, Above the Blue. Thanks, mate, for coming
in. Cheers for that. Thanks, Lane.
Sometimes life can get you down. Feels like nobody's around. It's amazing what you find. Well, open your heart, but don't lock it up inside. And when it's dark, you gotta head towards the light. 'Cause you gotta live now. Get yourself above the blue, be proud, be proud. Sharing every moment inside. But remember, let it go. Spread your wings and let it flow. Take a breath, find the light, and break through the wave. 'Cause you gotta live, laugh, get yourself above the blue, be proud to cry, sharing every moment inside. But remember, let it go. Spread your wings. Above the blue, be proud to cry, sharing every moment inside. But remember, let it go. Let your wings and let it flow. You're gonna fly. You're gonna fly. You're gonna fly. Get yourself above that blue.
Still to come on My Real Country, my chat with Lee Kernaghan, all right after this.
Hey folks, this is Dana Hassel, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
G'day, it's Ben Sorensen here, and I know as well as anyone that with a great beard comes great responsibility. That's why I choose to nurture my whiskers with the all-natural handmade beard oil and beard shampoo from beardmate.com.au. To make it easier, Beardmate will even give you 15% off your first online order. Just use the code BENSBEARD on checkout at beardmate.com.au. So respect your man, mane, and head to beardmate.com.au for total beard care. Presenting Australian singer-songwriter Laura Burns. Telling stories of her love of life, family and the land from her debut self-titled EP comes Weighed Down, co-written with Drew McAllister. Laura Burns' self-titled EP is available for download on iTunes or from laurabernsmusic.com.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Welcome back to part two of my Real Country Tamworth special. For all things country, go to the website realcountrymix.com. Now, it's always a pleasure when Lee Kernaghan drops into the studio, and this time at the Tamworth Country Music Festival was no exception.
Welcome, Lee. How are you?
G'day, Ben. I'm good, mate.
Oh, wow. What a festival. It wouldn't be the Tamworth Country Music Festival if Lee Kernaghan didn't make an appearance.
Well, it wouldn't be the Tamworth Country Music Festival without you and your beautiful shirts and jackets.
And
yeah. Lee, who's dressing you today?
Me.
Me. Yeah. LeeKernaghan.com.au. Yeah, perfect.
I'm just sort of preparing myself, getting ready for this big Toyota concert in the park tomorrow night.
Absolutely.
It's massive. I've been down there, checked out the stage.
Such a great setup this year too. And one of the things that I love about the concert in the park is it's a thing every year at Tamworth. And it's not just because all the stars turn up and it's a really great show, but we're raising some coin.
That's right, mate. And look, you know, Toyota are putting the show on and we couldn't have done it without them. And this is a part of their commitment to rural and regional Australia. And the recipients of all the proceeds from tomorrow night is the McGrath Foundation. And they do such a wonderful job in the community, helping out with the breast care nurses. They've helped 36,000 families since they started back in 2005. And I've been up to the hospital here in Tamworth, met with many patients who have benefited from what the McGrath Foundation and the breast care nurses do.
Absolutely. Now, just quickly, I'd love to talk about Spirit of the Anzac. Yeah. What an amazing album that has documented some great Australian and New Zealand stories in a way that everyone can connect with emotively and understand. I think that is such an important Australian album for everyone to listen to. Mm-hmm. And also, when you toured with the Spirit of the Anzac show, again, you took it to the next level. It's really a visionary idea. So thank you so much on behalf of everyone in Australia for doing that album at that time. It was such an important album.
No, thank you, mate. I was just really proud just to have been a part of it, you know, in telling that epic story, 100 years of Australian history.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think bringing it down to those personal stories from the diggers, the soldiers, the sailors, the airmen and nurses, I think that's what delivered the big punch, you know, making it so personal.
Thank you so much for spending some time with us here today at Festival FM. And I thought I would go to a track from Spirit of the Anzacs. And I think that we don't spend enough time together, Lee, and we don't talk enough.
But I follow you on Instagram, mate.
I follow you on Instagram.
You drink
too.
A lot of coffee.
I do. I can sleep when you're dead. Yeah. But even though we don't spend a lot of time together, Lee, I think it's important for you to know that I will always be with you.
Girl, I've waited till the night before, going out into the Afghan dust. Gotta write this down in case I don't come back. You're the sweetest, kindest girl, the prettiest that I've ever met.
met. So glad you chose me to share the time we've had. And I just want you to know you'll always be with me, my love, in all I ever do. Though you seem so far away, you'll always be with me. Black Hawk chopper, Kandahar, heading out into the dead of night, like we've done before, behind the lines. I didn't think I was gonna die, the way I look at it, no one does. But if it's your time, I reckon it's your time. I just want you to know you'll always be with me, my love, in all I ever do. Though you seem so far away, you'll always be with me, and I will always be with you, with. Along the barren river, up on the tablelands, by the waters of Lake Tinaru, where the flame trees stand. You'll always be with me, my love, in all I ever do. And though you seem so far away, you'll always be with me. You'll always be with me, my love, in all I ever do. And though you seem so far away, you'll always be with me, and I will always be with you, with you, with.
Well, that's your Real Country lot for the week. I had an absolute hoot in Tamworth, and next week's show will be my 2016 Golden Guitar wrap-up. In the meantime, join in the country conversation on social media. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/realcountry, on Twitter at Real Country Mix, and Google Plus as well. The podcast of this show is also available on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, and most other podcasting outlets for free. Just do a search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country, then click download and subscribe. Other than that, make sure you tune in next week at the same time on the same station, where I'll be bringing you a whole heap more Real Country. We'll see you then.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.